Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
All right. God damn it, what is up with y'all? Shit. I genuinely hope that you guys feel as good as I do. Ain't nothing gonna get in my way. I'm on my motherfucking new version of my male confidence. Man, fellas. Man, this stuff I didn't learn in the last 8 years. Presenting these doggone podcasts and doing all the stuff I be doing, taught me hella shit on top of what I already knew. God damn. Look, what I'm saying, before I get started, let me tell you all this bullshit. You can contact me at askrosebud@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. You know my site, AskRosebud.com. You can find all kind of shit there that's going to help you overcome the obstacles that's in your life. Because many of them are self-induced. Many obstacles in your life are self-induced. And then whatever you do, don't sleep on these MP3 files I got, conversation files and mentality files. And don't forget, I have that doggone audio book on CD, baby. That's MP3 file too. What makes that audio so dope is just how it sheds such light on how a real pimp thinks. Now, what I want you to do is understand what I'm going to talk about tonight is some heavy ass shit. Because we're going to talk about integrity. I'm sure each and one of y'all on here right now, I bet you have a definition or some knowledge of what you think integrity is. And I ain't saying you don't, but I would like, let's see, who is this? 832, who is this? 832, can I get you to answer who you are?
Oh, this is Drew Bone.
Who? I can't hear you.
This is Drew Bone.
Drew Bone. Drew Bone. Oh, my God. Any motherfucking way. Do you know what integrity is?
Hold on, but I got my other phone in my ear, bud. I can't answer you right now.
All right. Okay. See, fellas, I don't know. That was some whatever. Any motherfucking way, I'm going to get at you and tell you instead of asking. Because you guys like to be told. Don't want to take a chance on being wrong. Oh my God, your world's gonna end. I ain't talking about integrity in business deals. I'm not talking about that kind of integrity. I'm talking about the integrity you have to show a woman. I'm talking about when you speaking with her, there should be integrity in your voice and in what you say. All right. I mean, I know you guys might wonder, and if not, I'll tell you why I have so much goddamn shit to talk every damn week. Shit that ain't fluff. I don't use talking points that motherfuckers get from hearing shit. I don't do that kind of goddamn shit like other motherfuckers. Can't nobody fuck with me on what I do. And whoever thinks they can are welcome to try. Because I know you don't want to waste no time, none of your time, consuming fluff from me or no other motherfucker. And for your information, I have way too much integrity to bring it to you like that. I have all this shit to talk because I ain't lying. That's why now motherfucker can come on my show or see me in any goddamn where, any venue and tell me shit. Not that that motherfucker can't talk. He could talk. I'm gonna listen. But the motherfucker can't tell me shit. The thing about me is my shit goes for every motherfucker that listens. I'm not talking to no particular person, no particular kind of man. I'm talking to any motherfucker that want to be a man. Yeah. So that's who I am. That's who I'm fucking with. I got all this goddamn shit to say because I ain't faking about my commitment to your ass. And I ain't faking about the life I love. I got unlimited shit to talk. And you will notice I talk different shit on each broadcast. Why? Because I got shit to talk. I've been doing this shit 8 years. And you might hear me say the same things, but you don't hear me have the same identical conversation. Come on, man. I even read shit. Shit that's wrote and can't change, and I don't even say it like I'm reading it. I got fucking game. It's because I just have an enormous amount of integrity, and I will not, dare I say, I cannot do anything less than bring it real to you. I'm real about it. I know about it, and I share with you what I've learned about it. And that's why my new goddamn shit, my new confidence course is really the shit. Because I have learned quite a bit of shit in 8 years. Especially this last year, trying to teach that course. The game of life and the game of having women both are a combination of commitment and integrity. That's right. I mentioned integrity again. Motherfuckers talk that goddamn shit. I can't talk shit because you'll hear it. Because why? You can hear me. Yeah, but I can't hear none of the shit you motherfuckers talk. I might read it when you get enough fucking nerve to put something on Facebook. The two things that I'm talking about go hand in hand. And when it comes to representing the high level of understanding, you better have both of these goddamn things. You got to see and accept this shit that I'm going to say. And whether you do or not will not affect me in any way whatsoever. But I bet you 20-1 it affects you whether you do or not. I have an obligation to motherfucking check whoever the fuck with me about whatever I'm talking about. Because fuck you and your goddamn emotions. They don't register to me. I know you motherfuckers be talking about, oh, bud, you get emotional. Woo, woo. I don't hardly get emotional. But if you thought I was emotional, you see, you don't give a fuck. You still do and say what you want to. So why the fuck should I care about your emotions? good. See, me, this is the kind of dude I am. If I hurt your feelings, good. That's how I feel. Good. I'm glad I did, because you ain't got no goddamn business trying to be an alpha motherfucker if you can't control your damn feelings and what you let get next to them. You can't wear your feelings on your goddamn tip of your shoes and you in a crowded world. Because some motherfucker step on your toes, your goddamn feelings going to be hurt. What kind of dude is that? Once you allow your feelings to get involved, then your emotions enter the picture. And all of the things you profess to be about, you profess you know, becomes irrelevant, and your ass lose what little integrity you had when you were sitting up there talking. You can't tell me shit. I'll bust you out. Integrity to a motherfucker like me is like gasoline to a car. Without gas in the car, it ain't gonna run. It ain't going nowhere. It's like that with integrity. That's why I open my mouth and spit out what the fuck I'm saying. I ain't whispering shit. If you ain't got no goddamn integrity, you'll never be a real motherfucker because you lack the fuel to get you to the finish line. And I must point out here that it's only like this if you're willing to accept what integrity means to you. Because now there is the definition, the dictionary definition, and there is the street definition. I'm more concerned with the dictionary's definition of integrity. In the dictionary, integrity means the quality of possessing and steadfastly adhering to high moral principles or professional standards. That's me. That's why I ain't buckling. That's why I ain't taking shit back what I say. That's why it don't take me a half a second to think, because I'm very confident in what the fuck I think. I know I'm not going to think nothing stupid. So as soon as I start thinking it, before it's really thought, I can start talking and get the rest out as I think it. You ain't got that confidence, then you ain't going to be able to go do what I do. You ain't going to be able to talk no motherfucking shit to me. You're going to open your mouth and get slammed. In my business, in our business of being alpha men, we got to fully understand the words used to describe integrity. And the very first two words are fucking important as hell. You didn't even listen. I gave you the definition. And you didn't hear it. You didn't pay attention, so you don't even know what the fuck the first two words are. This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. If you can't catch a bitch talking shit, that's because you ain't listening. Because you can hear and what she say, the way she say it, and when it don't connect, you can see it. I remember what the fuck I said. I remember what that definition is and those two words are, those first two words. So for those of you that are like taking this shit for granted, let me give it to you. The first two words for integrity, the definition, is it mean the quality. They say that first. They say that first. Right there. You should be aware that there will not be many motherfuckers in possession of integrity. How many motherfuckers you know have any quality? Yeah, I know. There are not many motherfuckers who have any real qualities about themselves. And you can say that's not true if you want to. You see, right here is where most of you began faking. Because none of you know what quality means. You just think you do. That's why if a bitch say, what kind of qualities you bringing to the table? Oh, yeah, baby. That's what you going to do. You don't know what you worth. You don't know your value. So how you going to talk shit? Now, before I go on, you need to know what quality means and how we going to use it in this convo. Quality means exceeding the general standard or grade of whatever. Now, in you or another man, how would you recognize the qualities? See, I know you wonder why would you even want to recognize the qualities in another man. You ain't gay. You guys are really something to me. This course, Male Confidence, it shows you how and why you need to develop the correct type of confidence if you want to win in this game we play. In this course, it teaches you that if you have integrity, it is required of you to see and appreciate integrity. Whenever you see it in another man or woman. See, you don't know shit. Now, in order to do that, you got to know what it is that you're trying to see and recognize. Immediately, you should see you have to be a cut above the rest to even be concerned with integrity. If you're not a cut above the rest, you ain't going to give a fuck that you told me you would be here at 6 o'clock and it's now 6:10 and you haven't came. You're not going to give a damn about it. The only thing you're going to do is explain why you're late. Now, that definition goes on to say possessing and steadfastly adhering to high moral principles or professional standards. Now, first of all, you don't know what quality means. You didn't know. You didn't know what integrity means. Now, what I'm saying is, you're going to say you know what principles are. See, these are key words I'm using. And if you don't know what these words are or what they mean in this context, then you're just listening to me talk. I mean, I don't give a fuck if that's what you want to do. But I would prefer you get out of what I'm saying, the points that I'm making. You can't have principles if you ain't aware of who you are and have the confidence to show that you know your goddamn self, which is where all of you are. And you know it. Be mad at me if you want to. I call a spade a spade. The integrity that you imply you have, you know, you imply that you have integrity when you're speaking. You imply that you have integrity when you respond on Facebook to some motherfucking shit don't mean shit. Then when it comes to speaking, I'm saying you imply that you have integrity when you speak. But you don't. That's one of the main reasons your conversation don't go anywhere when you out. You don't care what you be saying. You don't care how what you say is taken. I fucking do. I care. Every motherfucker at SWU care what the fuck come out of his mouth. Why? Because they know that's the only thing gonna catch the bitch. His looks ain't, his clothes ain't, his car ain't. None of that shit gonna catch the bitch. What come out his mouth is gonna catch that bitch. That's why none of y'all catch. Because what come out your mouth is bullshit and the bitch can tell. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me because I'm telling you the truth. This is January 2019 and believe it or not, I done ran through both new bitches. Four. Just somebody just called me before this motherfucker showed, which I'm calling them afterwards. I don't remember who I gave that. I mean, when I gave that card to her. When I say, who is this? And the bitch tell me. And then I say, she called me John, so evidently she got my card. I said, I gave you a card? And she said, yeah. You don't remember? I said, no. She said, damn, you give it to that mean? You give out your card that much? Trying to ask me about bitches. Of course, I didn't really say nothing like that. Yeah, I give it to damn near bitches. I said, you see, I talk to men, you crazy motherfucker. You see, I got a school. Hell yeah, I get my card out a lot. And she just calmed down. But what I'm saying, fuck that particular episode. What I'm saying is I stay busy. I'm not going to be like sitting up here trying to figure out what happened. I don't give a fuck. Shit. One of the best things about my course is it's going to identify all the things I speak on with tangible exercises that you can use to understand them. And I'm telling you, most of you guys know I've been here 8, 9, 10 years. You ain't heard no motherfucker calling me talking about how fucked up my shit is. Because my shit ain't fucked up. But to me, in reality, the years have gone by and it was getting old to me. It should be. That's why I say 2019 version. Because motherfuckers, just because that shit was dope, just because that shit is dope, that don't mean I didn't learn a bunch of shit in 8 years. Talking to a bunch of motherfuckers that need this or that. And don't think I wasn't writing that shit I was discovering down. And don't think when I did get ready to make this new motherfucking a 2019 version, I didn't put all that shit in it. And the cold part about it, I didn't jack the price up. It's the same price. And any motherfucker that's listening that fucking bought the shit before, $150, you get the brand new package, all of it. Because for you, it may not be 100,000 new bits of information, but for your ass, since I've been fucking with you mostly, there's a lot of clarity. There's a lot of clarity and extra information in the new version. See, women can feel. I'm telling you, they could feel it, or they can easily see that you don't have no backbone. They can see it when they first speak to you. If you ain't eyeing that bitch, if your voice ain't right, that shit gives you away. And it gives away where you stand in the morals arena. You won't believe how quickly your ass is judged when you speak into a woman. Soon as she hear your voice, she's about to make a judgment. And as you speak, before you finish your first sentence, you are judged. You are completely judged. And if you don't know that, you better believe that. You just better believe it. But do you know what to do? No, you don't. I do. I know what to do. I know that bitch judging me. Ha! And I'm going to make her see this is a conceited bastard. And I'm not going to even be talking about I'm this and I'm that and woo, woo, woo. See what I got and woo. Fuck all that. She going to get all of that from how I compose myself. She's going to see all that in my demeanor. And my conversation is simply going to be icing on that cake. Because what she feels to see is going to be confirmed to be true. I'm not a fake. That's what the bitch going to see. That's why what I say going to be. Because not only am I not a fake, I got hell of shit to say to that bitch. Come on. Man. In these days and times, women judge you. They judge whether or not you got a gold card. They judge whether you'd be good for dinner or shopping or whether or not they can get some cash from you. They judge all that as they see you approaching them. And they don't do nothing but check off the list if they write, oh, yeah, I can get dinner. Oh, yeah, he can give me some cash, too. But if they wrong, they don't care. They don't fucking care. They not like you. If you wrong, your life is miserable or your night is just ruined. Bitch be wrong and just don't care. She gonna keep going. Damn, I thought this nigga was a sucker, but he looked like he cool. Plan B. She's switching over. You, bitch, say something silly. You don't know what to say. So we gonna talk a little deeper about how to represent having integrity. Did you wake up this morning and claim the goddamn morning? Sean, goddamn it, did you wake up and claim the morning?
Every day.
What you do that shit for?
Because I know that every day is my day. I know that every time that I play in the morning, I know that I have a goal that I gotta hit.
And you ain't asking me is the goal okay, are you?
Not at all.
Shit.
Not at all.
That's what a real motherfucker do. Real motherfuckers don't care about what I think, unless he's doing some shady shit. But if a nigga standing up being real, all he know is when he asks something, he ain't going to stutter. He ain't going to say, wait a minute, man, I got to. No matter what the motherfucker get asked, he ain't doing none of that punk shit. So, you guys, if you want to email me, it's afrosebud@gmail.com. But I don't really answer too many emails when you be asking these kind of questions. Some of them I do, but, you know, most of them I don't. What I do is I don't say this pledge, but I used to. I used to say it on my shows. I used to say it every single morning. I pledge allegiance to my desire to attain the highest level of manhood possible and to the alpha motherfuckers for which my manhood represents. We're one fraternity, united by manhood's purest desires, indivisible by women, impenetrable by fake frauds or phony motherfuckers, because alpha motherfuckers know it's enough for everything, for all of us. I used to say that every morning for like 7 years. Every morning. And if I didn't say it in the morning and I remembered it, I said it during the day. Being an alpha man, trying to be Or trying to be one, defeating if you let it defeat you. That's why if I miss that morning, I'm motherfucking saying as soon as I realize I missed it. And I would say it in front of a bitch. Ooh, you niggas just want to ask questions now. 6, 7, 8, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? I got you on this earpiece, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, man, I've got a question, man. So what's the true meaning of being free? Like what you feel, well, not feel, but, like, what is being free as a man?
Being free as a man?
Yeah.
This is what I think being free is. There's 24 hours in a day. Hey, mute your stuff, bro. There's one of you guys, I hear your background. Both of you guys, mute your stuff right now. When I hit you, then you unmute. Free in a day. All of them are mine. okay, let's say it's 9, let's say it's 11 o'clock at night, and I go to bed, all right, and then something wake me up at 2:30. If I want to, I'm going to come get on this computer. If I want to, I'm going to roll me a joint and smoke it. If I want to, I'm going to pour me a drink or two. If I want to, I don't give a fuck. I will cook breakfast. I'm talking about whatever I want to do at that moment, I'm doing it. And you know what I'm going to do afterwards? I'm going to finish up whatever it is. Then I'm going to go get my black ass back into bed because that's what I want to do because that's freedom. I ain't giving a fuck about now, motherfucker. I make my money at home. I'm not saying don't know about you ain't supposed to work. I'm saying I have made it to where I can stay home and make my money. I ain't got to be listening to no goddamn Peckerwood tell me what the fuck to do. I ain't saying it's bad if you do. You ask me what's freedom, what's free. Being free is being able to do what the fuck you want to do, when you want to do it, however long you want to do it, and however often you want to do it. Now that's free. You feel me?
Yeah,
unmute
yourself,
bro. Huh?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I feel you on that.
All right, did that answer your question?
Yeah. I got a couple more other questions, man, but I don't want to hold up the show.
All right, stay on the line, though. 786, what's up?
What's up with it, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, I was listening to the old podcast with It was you and Boss Hogg, man. Y'all was talking about, you know, being romantic with the bitch. You know, like you were saying that, you know, guys nowadays, we don't really be romantic. You know what I'm saying? So can you really, like, you know what I'm saying, go a little bit more elaborate on that and tell me what your version of romantic is?
Or being just romantic. Let me tell you, man, you ain't got to keep talking. Let me tell you what's romantic.
Go ahead.
Let's say the bitch coming to your house, but you taking her out. You driving, but she with her girlfriend or whatever. And she say, well, I'll be over there in a minute. Now, romance. When the bitch come in, you can or cannot have music playing. Me, I do. Very low. The music is just, you can't even really hear it, but you can hear it. Jazz. Well, I'm saying when the bitch come in, not only am I shaved and clean, neat, and a motherfucker, I'm smelling good, my house smelling good. My motherfucking house is clean. She can walk through it. Now, what I'm saying is romance starts with the first glance. So she knock on the door, and she open the door. I mean, and you open the door, and she look in. She see you all neatly, and you like ready to go and shit. You say, baby, I got a couple more things to do. You ain't got shit to do because you're ready. But you say you have a couple of things to do because you let her come in so she can get a view of how you living. So the bitch sit down. She ain't really hearing the music. You out of sight right now. She checking your crib out. And then you say something from the back. Baby, I'll be there in a minute. She going to say whatever. Now, when you walk up there, you ready to go. You just look at the bitch and say, hey, let's roll. And when you ain't trying to help her up, you ain't doing none of that shit, but you finna be so romantic because when you open the door and she get ready to walk out, you're going to open your screen door and let her go out first. And that bitch walk out. And when you get to the car, you're going to open the car door for the bitch. Let her get in. Now, this is, of course, if she ain't a knucklehead, because the bitch can get all that snatched away from her just by saying the wrong thing while this is going on. But we thinking that she's doing everything right now. So you open the door, let her in, and when you get in, you let your music on, and it might be loud when you first get on, turn that shit down. And then you look at her, and you tell that bitch, baby, I don't want to hear that kind of shit. I want to hear your damn voice respond to the goddamn things I'm going to say to you, because I'm going to really try to make something happen. Man, baby is screaming right now. Why? Because you didn't already had her come over here. You didn't already talk to her before. You didn't made her think you was this kind of person. Now when she actually came over,
she get to see that you are what you represented out your mouth. Now she comment on herself. You don't understand that because that ain't how you live. I live like that. I know when them motherfuckers see that I ain't talking shit, I don't need nothing from you, bitch. I want everything you got, though. My thing is this, man. You got to understand. They got to know that you ain't playing. And if you show them that your ass is about it, and the way you show them that is by letting them see you don't need nothing they got, but they show them what they see you got, that's how you do it. That's romantic. And then, now you riding. And you done did all of this. And she really see who you are. Now you start telling her about yourself and start putting her up on some of these plans you got. I don't give a fuck if you make them up. I don't care if you ain't really thinking about this shit. Baby, you know what? I've been writing for a long time, and I've been thinking about this book. And then you just go with it. Fuck it. The bitch gonna get into it. What I'm saying is you gotta have something to say to baby. You gotta make her see that she ain't wasting her time with you. Because the average motherfucker get her in the car. Hey, what's up? Turn the music on 30 and don't talk no more. The motherfucker put on all kind of R. Kelly shit so R. Kelly could freak her. And then when R. Kelly get through freaking her, he said, baby, you want to go to my spot? or I want to go to your spot because I live with mama. Come on, man. We gotta get past that shit, brother. You know, and what I'm saying, I mean, I'm not really saying that's you. I'm saying this is what bras run into more than you think. And you gotta be thinking way past what you're doing. All you're doing right now is taking this bitch out. But you should be thinking past that. You should be thinking how you wanna represent your shit to make that bitch not want to leave when it's time to come home. If you think about that, see, you're going to be saying the right shit to her. You ain't going to say none of that, you know. You got to kill me. That's how you talk. Yeah, you know, all that kind of shit, man. Man, I never say, I never pause, and I'm not ever gonna say, you know what I mean, bitch. If you know what I mean, you motherfucker, you must be a genius if you know what the fuck I mean. You can't know what I mean, so I ain't gonna never ask you if you know what I mean, bitch. I'm here to instruct your punk ass. Now I might not say it to her like that, but that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, brother. You feel me, man?
Yeah, I feel you. I can dig it.
All right, you stay on, too. 347, I'm coming at you. What's up, bro?
Rosebud, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. No, bro. Yeah, man, I'm going to have to go ahead and hit you up about that drop of a dime, man. What's going on with it?
Hey, that's some other shit. This is my other show. Drop of a dime, man. The people that want it, they got us hemmed up, but they want it, so they don't want us to put no more shit up. I just found this out about a week ago. All this time, they've been telling me that, you know, we getting ready to do episode 3. But they was negotiating with these other motherfuckers that I don't know nothing about, and which ain't no big deal because I'm not an executive producer. I'm just a producer. The executives, they do that shit. But anyway, it's cool. Because they want it. So, you know, I ain't even worried about it now. They want it. They, you know, we got 11 episodes to do. So that's it.
So all we get in episode 3. That's all I want to know.
There ain't going to be no episode 3. Let me cut you niggas off because you motherfuckers are talking too much.
Then you pull
off. Okay. All y'all is off because you're talking too much. Now. What you need to understand, being a dude that think like me, not that you have to think like me, I mean an alpha. To be a motherfucking alpha can defeat you if you let it defeat you. And what I mean by that is, take this for instance.
chance to win $100 and you won $3, wouldn't you feel as if you really lost? No, let me go back to you, 6, 7, 8. Wouldn't you feel as if you lost if you could have won 100 but you only won 3?
My fault, Roosevelt. My connection ain't the best, man. Can you say what's up?
Wouldn't you feel like you lost if you could have won, if you could win 100 but you only won 3? Wouldn't you feel like you lost?
You said if I could have won 100 and I only won $3 or 300?
$3.
Oh, yeah, of course I feel like I lost.
All right. Let me ask you, 786, what about you?
If I won, if I was going after $100 and I only won 3?
Yeah.
Nah, shit, because I even though I didn't get the 100, I still got the 3, so I still came up. I just didn't get what I was trying to get.
Hold on. 254, what's up, man?
What's happening, Rosebud? Just Big Steve.
Okay, what's up?
Now, if I got into a situation where I was trying to win 100, but I only won 3, I would feel like that same 3 that I won is 100, because that was the intention, to win the whole 100.
All right, all y'all can fail. I mean, the first one was all the way off. The second one was kind of Steve, you kind of. But look, this is how I think you're supposed to see this kind of shit. When I was down, I told you, I used to speak to 100 women weekly. Most of them didn't give me the time of day. Most of them, I didn't even want to follow up with a couple of sentences because I saw immediately that I didn't want to fuck with them. Now, by the end of the week, And I had ran through all of them 100 women, I really felt like I had won with 0. Now, I'll explain that to you in a minute. As far as betting, the key, which is why two of you was kind of right, is that when you bet, you either win or lose. Now, if you won $3, that's a win. So, Steve, you right. And 786, you right. But 786, you said you would look at the $3 like it was $100. Now, that's where you would lose. Because then you wouldn't be accepting reality. The reality is you bet you could have won 100, you won 3. Now, if you're going to bet again, you got to accept all that shit all over again, which you do. I'm sure you would. And ain't nothing wrong with how either of you think. I am just saying, if you take what I'm saying and understand that I think this because of the integrity that I possess, and over the years, I've developed a guard that protects me against slipping, especially when it comes to my integrity stand in check. So what I'm saying is to think about it right. If you gamble, and there's a win or a lose, a win or a loss, then you got to gamble accordingly. Otherwise, if you want to, like, this going to be the last bet I ever make. Well, maybe you want to bet $100,000. I don't know. Maybe you want to do something big. I don't know. But me, I gamble. But I don't really gamble. Not to a person that gambles. Because let me tell you something. I wake up, like I say, all times of the night. Let's say it's 4:30. And I get the urge, oh, shit, man, I want to go to one of these casinos. I will get up, get dressed, go to the Versateller, and withdraw $20. And believe me, when I go to that casino and lose that $20, I'd be crushed. I'd be crushed. But, see, I know gambling is a win or a lose. Because sometimes, you know, I might win $60.
But I never feel like I won when I win $60. I just know I didn't lose. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rosemary.
Go ahead. Anybody want to talk? I got all of you open. Go ahead.
Hey, man, when you was giving that illustration about getting up and going to the casino, my blood started, man. Because
why you do that?
Because I felt the presence of a winner going to get it, man. That shit made me feel good, man. I started imagining myself when you said that shit, man.
Yeah, but no. I never win.
But
I'm like 60 or whatever. What I'm saying is to go gambling, you got to accept you're going to win or lose. You can't go in there talking about, I'm going to win. I mean, you can go in there positive, but you can't go in there like that because you don't know that. What I'm saying is, I don't know I'm going to lose either. But when I do win $100, since I know there's motherfuckers that win $100,000, that $100 don't be shit to me. But when I lose that 20, which I never lose more than 20, when I lose that 20, I be crushed. I be fucked up because I lost.
Yes.
I know you don't understand, man. It's hard to understand.
Yeah.
Huh?
What I love.
I'm saying is,
go ahead. Wait, Steve. Though, go ahead.
Yeah.
Not Steve, the other guy.
Okay. Yeah, I got the flow. Okay, yeah, man, you know, no, what I took from that was, you know what I'm saying, you like playing the game, you know what I'm saying, just like you getting at a bitch, you know, you don't know if you're going to cash or not, but it don't really matter because you're playing the game. As long as you stay active and keep doing it, you know, you're going to come up.
God damn it, that's dope.
Yeah.
Especially when you said related it to the bitch, because that's what I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. Long as I'm down and dirty, I know I got action. The only thing I don't want you to do is get crushed when you don't get your action. Because I get crushed when I lose my 20. Dude, all the way home, I be saying I knew I shouldn't have went and got my motherfucking 20. I be acting like it was some real money. But you know, it ain't no money. But to me, this is, I lost, and I don't like to lose. Shit. Okay. Let me put y'all back. I got a lot more shit to talk about. That was pretty fucking funny. God damn it. Somebody got something to say?
No, I'm good. Go ahead,
no,
bro.
No, I'm good. Go ahead, man.
Okay, cool. All right, y'all. Hold on. Let me block that off. All right. Now. See, what you guys don't understand is the bras of the day, they got so much baggage. They got so much bullshit that they gonna make you deal with that if you ain't you gonna find that your integrity is gonna be fronted off as soon as you start dealing with their baggage. It's this easy for me to show you. Let's say you sitting talking with this woman and you say, look, baby, I don't have time to play no games. Now, right there, you can front it yourself off if you ain't real. Because if you don't have time to play games, you won't. And a lot of you guys will say some shit like that and turn right around and start guessing what the bitch thinks. Stand up to what you said. Otherwise, unless the bra say something to let you know that she truly wants to fuck with you, then you're supposed to get up and leave right then because you said you ain't got time to play games. Come on. Gotta turn the fan on. I didn't got hot. Okay, but now, why? Why would you tell her not to play games or you don't play games? You would only say that because you think she's playing games. See, right there, as soon as you can't get me, I do. Baby, look, I'm gone. See, when you say you don't fuck with out-of-pocket draws, and then you ride around and go to the strip club throwing 10s and 20s at your bras, you just a trick. a dollar, $2, whatever you throw, you a trick. And this is what guys do on a natural thing. You even go with your woman and let her see you throw dollars at the bitch. Now, I'm not saying having somebody, your woman, with that understanding, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying, see, most of you guys be talking about having hoes and shit. And anytime you use money to attract women for sexual favors, you just a trick. Rich or not, you a fucking trick. See, all them goddamn problems that scoop up them 20s, them 10s, they see you as a good trick. Even if they ain't did shit, but you, you know, like their dancing. You just gave them this tip because you like their dancing. They see you as a fucking trick, so fucking what? You might get your dick sucked or something. Don't you think that's what tricks do? Should they give up money, then they get their dick sucked. Or fuck the bitch or whatever. So even if you think you're a baller and you don't feel as if you're a trick, you certainly pay first when you go to the goddamn... them goddamn dance joints. You pay first. You pay for your drinks before you get it. You pay for any kind of privacy before you get it. You pay for what you get. Now, integrity, for me, prevents me from ever even wanting a motherfucking bitch to see me in that light. Now, integrity is different for different people. You don't have to think like this. If it ain't no big deal to you, then it ain't. But man, any bitch see you doing that shit, see you as a trick. Even the one sitting next to you. The one on the stage knows a trick. But the one sitting next to you might be saying, man, he acting like a trick. Just like everything else that you got. You know, I know you go, you know, make a reason or some kind of justification for that sucker shit you be doing. I know you checked the dancer's credentials and you know she ain't got no motherfucking man. She ain't got no dude at home counting them 20s and singles that you done left with the bra. You guys are just really funny to me. You need to look in the mirror and tell yourself that shit. And see, don't you laugh. Look in the mirror and say, man, that bitch, I asked her this, I asked her that, I checked her credentials, and she said she ain't had no motherfucker at home counting that dough. She is, so I'm going to get action. Like she going to say, yeah, I got a motherfucker at home counting all this money you giving me. So I don't really want to fuck you. Come on, if you take time to check out, to learn what to do. You wouldn't have to be taunted to know that you need to change the shit you're doing. You've made it so difficult for you to be real. You made it to where if you be real, you just can't catch. So most of you have no alternative but to be a sucker. I mean, what else you want me to say? That's why not many of you so-called men are really men at all, let alone you pimps, so-called pimps. But don't get the wrong impression here. I'm not here to insult you, even though I am. I'm saying negative shit. I don't really mean to insult you. I'm here as your big brother, and I'm punching your ass in the chest. Slapping you upside the back of your head like my brothers used to do me. Give me a shine. That's what they used to call it. Nigga, I shine your head, nigga. If you accept what I'm saying, you ain't going to do nothing about it. Even if you accept what I'm saying, I'm telling you, you just ain't going to do nothing about it. You still going to be weak. She going to ask you to go in there and buy her some Kotexes because she got cramps. Your ass gonna do it because you a liberated 21st century man.
I could give a damn if any of you motherfuckers so-called men get any confidence. But that just wouldn't be me. I will challenge you all at once. I bet now one of y'all will go home and spit this game you heard, because you all are afraid of how the woman you deal with will respond. Me, all I care about is that she responds. How she responds, I'll deal with that when she responds. But as far as my caring, what she say? I'm caring about what I'm thinking. 6-7, you went off and back home. That means you got another question? 6-7-8, I mean.
Yeah. I got another question, man. Just going back to what you were saying. So, adding to that, what you just said, what does it mean when you value others' thoughts? Like, you care about what others think in general, whether it's male or female. It don't matter whether you're at work or
you're
not selfish or you're around.
Wait, bro. I heard you. You said, let me make sure I heard you. You said, what do I think it is or represent when you care about male or female, what they think more than you care about what you think, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that means, in my world, you're not selfish or conceited enough. See, selfish, is selfish a good word or a bad word, bro?
Well, it's a good
yes
word.
Yes or no, man? I don't want to hear all that shit. Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, what about conceited?
That's also good. But it's looked
okay.
at as bad to other people.
Well, okay, either you've been listening to me or you just know that. And either way, it's good, because you're right. Selfishness and conceit is very good. Selfishness in the dictionary means that you care about yourself and you will not allow anything or any harm come to you. Otherwise, if you think something and it's not the thing you should be thinking for your safety, you're going to be selfish and you're going to say, hey, forget that. Even if I told it to you, if I said you should think this, man, you know, this is the right thing. And if it ain't right, it ain't right. Because to you, it ain't right. Now, conceited. Conceited is also good, because that means when you think something, can't nobody tell you nothing else. Now, there is a such thing as you actually making a mistake. So you will be sharp enough to see when you made a mistake. But about me going against what you said and changing your mind, you're so conceited that you would look at me and ask me if I thought, nigga, is you crazy? You got to think that about yourself. Now, I took you off, bro, because I was hearing too much in the background. You got to be selfish and conceited. Now, what does that do for you? That gives you direction. That gives you a basis for you to judge everything you hear and everything that's said to you. Because you're selfishly considering it, and you're going to conceitedly do what you consider to be done. You have to think like that. That would keep you from ever putting someone in front of your thoughts. Not your daughter, your wife, your mom, your dad, you know, something like that. You know, even your friend at this particular moment, I can see all that. But about ritually doing that shit, nah, I don't do it. See, all of you are guilty of the same shit. When it comes to being women, you go out and you make claims that you have no intentions of doing. And even, you don't even try to meet or accomplish any of the shit that you be telling this bitch. And what do the women see? They end up seeing liars, frauds. They end up being disappointed. They end up making the same mistake 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row. Then they get to thinking all dudes is like that. And then you meet her. She's already been fucked over mentally. And you get to talking the same shit. Yeah, baby, you know I'm like this. She gonna say it, I'm like, yeah. Would you hurry up so I can tell you no? That's what they think. That's how they think. Any goddamn confidence. Like I told you, that shit wouldn't be me. Why would a woman want to be with a dude who's going to take the hard-earned money he made or she made and spend it on another bitch? And this bitch he's spending it on is taking it home to another dude. When you ride in your car and you listen to that rap bullshit, not rap in general, bullshit about the women who boss women or women who got crews and all that shit, you know, also the women these sucker rappers be spitting in the bitch, and you bob your head with her to this sucker shit, she see punk in you. Especially if she's singing that shit. it ain't tricking if you got it. Some shit. a little bit of these bitches ain't loyal. Boy, come on, man, you motherfucker. Them songs used to kill me when I hear. Real alpha motherfuckers monitor what that bitch gonna listen to and how they react to what they hear. Now, they can listen to what the fuck they want to when I ain't in the car. But when I'm in the goddamn car, you listening to the right shit? Or you listening to what the fuck I want to listen to? That's just all I think. All right. 786, man. You got another question, bro?
Oh, no, I just was listening to you when you were saying, when you talk about those rap songs, you know, how they promote.
Okay, if you ain't got no other question, it's cool. Check it out, man. What I'm singing, you know, Father of the Brothers, you heard that song where they were talking about, it ain't tricking if you got it. And the bitch bobs her head, I pull over, get your motherfucking ass out. Where are you at? I look at the address and I said, bitch, I'm going to call you an Uber. Bitch going, what's wrong, bitch? You can't listen to that kind of fucking shit riding with me, bitch. Please. You know, I'm saying you can't insult my integrity in any fashion. I ain't standing for it. I'm putting a halt to it. I don't care. Any kind of insult any bitch got for me or my integrity, any dude too, I'm putting a halt to it. Each and every one of you out there listening need to adopt this damn philosophy. I'll go as far as to give a bitch $25 for a cab. Because I ain't gonna allow no motherfucking bitch to disrespect me. Get in the cab, take your ass if I wanna keep fucking with her. Get in the cab, take your ass to my house and wait till I get there. Or whatever I say. Because I just ain't gonna allow her to disrespect me. And it didn't get this way overnight. So it won't get right overnight. But what's going to happen is the more of you motherfuckers start understanding how important what I'm telling you is, those few women who you check will be their motherfucking, they'll be the ones to tell their girlfriends. And they'll check their girlfriends' actions when they're out of pocket. And I'm telling you, the more of us do it, the more women will start returning to respecting dudes. They ain't gonna never really get where they want to be the fairer sex, because most of them think they dig longer than yours. But what I'm saying is I don't play pussy games with bitches. That's why, bitch, if I can't fuck you right now, get just gone and go, because you ain't gonna hold it over my motherfucking head, bitch. And if it ain't no big deal, why you ain't let me hit the pussy already? Shit. Yeah. It all starts and ends with you and your principles, bro. Your principles should be all about what you will or will not stand for. And I ain't standing for shit. I charge it to me and my integrity, and I get respect from every woman I speak to. I may not even get the action I'm after, but I sure get respect. When a motherfucking woman normally don't show men respect this face with a dude like me, she gonna show respect out of pure admiration of a man commanding his props. Now, I didn't say demanding, bitch, you better woo. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about being cool, calm, and collected, and got your conversation so together she's in awe. The big difference is you have to verbally demand or force your wishes to be complied with, and your presence, without speaking a word, will command the same thing. Which one would you rather do? I know I'd rather command it. That's why I do. That's why I do command it. I command what I get. You have to understand the only way to get to the next level of manhood is to develop the confidence that you're lacking when it comes to life. Not women, life. Life in general. And you can't lose with my confidence, of course. Go to my site, check it out. I got something, not much, but I got some things up that you can actually read and see. Now, I'm not over time, but I guess I got to get out of here. I got a few things to do. I'm doing, right now it's beeping. I'm doing my motherfucking 2019 confidence course. I already got it filmed, but I don't have, I'm rendering the first one. And that shit, man, if any of you know how to render shit that's, you know, quicker than shit, is my my fucking part one is a 90-something minutes long, and it takes 5 hours, 4.5 hours to render it. Man. So it's flashing, and I don't want it to mess up. So unless you got some more questions, y'all, I'm going to go. All right,